The first reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3a. And but now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. The second reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 11. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to assign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. The third reading for today is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 through 17. Then one of the elders asked, these in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from? I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord.
Our scriptures this day lead us in a further understanding of the waters that give life and preserve us, in tying into also Psalm 23, which continues to be our text for this day. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. The readings talk about the restoration that we receive from these waters that God gives us, how we pass through the waters safely, how we will neither hunger nor thirst because of these waters, and then also in Revelation how these are springs of living water that we receive, and that's what we have in Christ. All of life needs water. Life does not exist without water. It's required. Not all of life searches out good water. Mosquitoes prefer stagnant water, icky water. That's where they can do their thing. They don't want to go out into a rushing stream or current because it's not going to benefit them, and they might get washed away too. And some things just like the murky stuff. We'll drink from the murky stuff, but most of life prefers the good stuff, the clean water. If clean water is not readily available, however, sometimes we have to make do. For sheep, they require not only clean water, but they want water that is still and clean water. That's why the Lord leads his sheep to still waters, to quiet waters, depending on the translation. Not stagnant, but calm waters, because they don't want to drink from rushing waters. They don't want to get too close to it for fear that they could get washed away. But they do want the waters to be calm. And if they're not calm waters, then they'll drink from the icky water in the puddle or the pond or the ditch, whatever it may be. Putting this all over into our life and how this works for us as the sheep of God. To begin with, I would say, how is God going to be able to lead us, and myself included, all of us, beside these quiet waters, considering how hectic our lives are? All the problems and struggles that we deal with on a day in and day out basis, all the the issues that come across our lives. What's the right path that God is calling us to follow on today? And how do we discern that, recognizing there are so many different things that are causing these distractions and causing problems for us? Today's phrase of this leading us to still waters, it ties in with a phrase right before it in that bringing us to lay down in the green pastures that we talked about on Wednesday. Because the green pastures deal with the food where he's providing for us so that we can also find that place of rest. And the waters do the same. Through the food and the drink, we are now going to be able to find rest. The scriptures in Matthew say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Well, Christ brings the thirsty souls to be able to be satisfied. He satisfies us. He gives us his food. He gives us his drink. And we come to that point where we can, in comfort and security and feeling safe, lay down and rest. And that's the issue that we need to look at in particular that's kind of jumped over in these couple of lines. It's not so much about the green pasture. It's not so much about the calm water. It's the fact that he leads us there, and through these, we're able to lay down. It's symbolic of the rest that he provides for us. We're comfortable here. At the great feast in Jerusalem, Jesus said, if you're thirsty, come to me. He's the one that provides. And we, when we are thirsty and we drink or we eat, we are taking something into ourselves and making it a part of ourselves. That's what Jesus does for us in his Holy Communion. His body and blood, in with and under the bread and wine of communion, are given to us. We take him into ourselves. He is a part of us. And we're a part of him. God calls us to recognize that the only way we will truly be satisfied is when we find rest in him. Now, there's rest that the world will offer and different things that the world will promise, that they're not going to give you the true rest that God offers to us. If we don't find God, then we typically will find other things to either make them gods or to follow them just because we have nothing else to follow. In the idea of sheep, if you don't find the good clean water, then you're going to drink what you come across. And when you drink from that puddle or that dirty pool, which for us human philosophies, pagan worship, following false teachers, listening to false doctrines, and buying into ideas that do not coincide with the law of God in Scripture. We go into these ways, into these things, and what we end up is becoming sick when we drink of these polluted waters. Instead of continuing to let the Lord lead us to the place where he wants us to be, to have that true rest. David, King David, as he's putting together this Psalms, he knows what calm is because he also knows what strife is. He's dealt with strife throughout his life. He was running and on the, excuse me for the pun, but on the lamb. I know it's not spelled the same way, but it sounds right. He was fleeing for some time from Solomon. From Saul. Back that tape up. Don't send that to Synod, please. From Saul, he was running. Because he was after him for his life at one point. He had gone nuts. David knew what it was to deal with frustration and fear. So he also knew, though, what it was to find calm and rest in God. And so when these words come to us, this is coming to us from somebody who has had the experience to know the difference. When the Lord gives us a place to lay down and rest, we will be satisfied. We will be comfortable. We will be comforted. I remember my first international mission trip. It was to Honduras. And in Honduras, you couldn't drink water anywhere. Anything that came out of the pipes, didn't matter where you were, rural, city, anything, hotels, even the nice places, you couldn't drink the water. When you went out to eat, you always had to drink something out of a bottle. you drank sodas or whatever you could get out of a, bottle, because you didn't want to have something poured over ice either, because the ice was not filtered just like everything else, still have the bugs in it. So you were careful with every drop of water that you had in your bottles that you used and carried around. We'd use those to make ourselves some of that wonderful Honduran coffee that had that much sludge in the bottom. That was coffee, that 3 cups of that, and you didn't find rest for the rest of the day. Joe, yes, let's do the work of God. But at the end of the day, then you were burned up and ready to rest. So it does work in a sense. But the water was so precious. I mean, you're holding your thumb over your bottle to sprinkle it onto your toothbrush. You're careful not to get any water in your mouth when you're in the shower. You've got to follow all these rules. And then some of you still got sick. But when I got back, that's where the experience truly hit home in a unique way. Because that first time I went to the sink in the kitchen and drew a glass of water and drank about 3/4 of it, and then instinctively, what do you do with rest? Just dumped it back out. Instead of sitting on the side, I just dumped it. As soon as I was dumping it and I realized that it was leaving the glass, my other hand goes over and tries to catch the water. Because water is too precious to dump like this. Oh, wow. I adjusted real quick back to my normal ways. And in that moment also realized how much I had taken for granted what I'd had all along. God was providing so much rest for me, so many ways for me to find rest in Him, so many comfortable ways that I could lay down and know that God is caring for me and blessing me. In Honduras, we've got folks that are dealing with water that they can't drink, water that they can't fish out of, water that they... It's a shame, but it's the same water that somebody upstream is bathing in, that they're washing their clothes in downstream, or whatever else is going on. And it's all going into this lake that you don't want to go near because it smells itself. 2 bodies of water where I was. A lake with all that stuff going in, and a pool, a swimming pool that belonged to the place where we stayed, that was about 2/3 full and had this green slime coat all over the top of it, and a crocodile that lived in it. Swim at your own risk. Water was so precious. And here, so many people that I saw when I was down there were so happy and satisfied with life and thankful for the life that they had. They didn't realize how little they had. And I realized when I got back how much I had. God has provided for me in so many ways. God has provided for you in so many ways. Look at the way that He continues to bless us. The food and the drink is just a simple thing. But look at all the comforts He bestows on us. Have you now stopped to recognize that you can take rest in God and how much better you have it when you do take rest in God instead of searching out other places to find satisfaction? Sheep are timid animals. They're afraid of the swift moving waters. They're poor swimmers. Think of sheep. Big woolly coats, right? What happens when wool gets wet? It sogs down. And that's why sheep don't like water that moves, because if they get in that, they will probably drown. We live in a turbulent world. Our lives are shaken. Our lives are fast-paced. We have heavy burdens that others place on us. We have heavy burdens that we place upon ourselves. We have anxiety. We have depression. It's not a smooth life that we live. We deal with high blood pressure. We deal with stomach disorders. We deal with headaches. And then we seek comfort. And we can either find comfort in those wonderful things that God has already provided for us that we maybe have taken for granted, or we seek out comfort in our own ways, and that comes through drinks, through pills, through television, through various toys that we purchase, all the different things that we can have, things, but they will not give us rest. They will not give us the comfort that God has already given to us. But we'll look at these things, and we may foolishly convince ourselves that it tastes good. We can drink out of this pool of stagnant water, and it'll work. It'll be enough. It'll be good enough. And then we become sin sick and infected. Instead of listening to God, following God, the shepherd that leads us into the green pastures, the shepherd that leads us to the waters, the one who gives us the opportunity to lay down and to rest. We need refreshment in our souls. We need quiet times in our life. We need to know that the great shepherd is bringing us to this certain place where he's going to allow us to lay down. And when we do, it'll be so restorative because we know that we've got God watching out for us, taking care of us, that shepherd looking over us as his sheep. We have to be willing to say no to some things. We have to be willing to say no to the constant list of chores and emails and agendas and things that occupy all our time and drag us away from the Word, and say yes to God who wants to restore and refresh us each and every day. We can follow the world, we can follow the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside those still waters. And the result of this is rest. There's only one place you're going to find that true rest, is if you put all of your faith and place all of your hope in Jesus. Make Jesus your shepherd. Don't shepherd yourself, and don't mess with the ponds and the false places that will lead you astray. Stick to God. Stick to God's Word. Hold on to the shepherd. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.